No, I'm literally 5 minutes away. Because I wanted to, is that alright? Oh, excuse me for missing you. Oh, I can turn around. I'll see you in 2 minutes then. Bye. Hurry up, please. Oh, hi. Hello. Oh. I'm sorry, my nose is freezing. Please move. Oh, you pray for autumn, and then you freeze your tits off. Oh, hug me. Freezy. Can you find me? Under layers and layers and layers? Surprise! Outside is cold and you are not. You win. Question. Can your tits actually freeze off? Did someone's tits actually freeze off? Or maybe they were just very close to? So far, just a bit nippy. How I feel. Thank you. Well, you're welcome to sample my frosted tits anytime. Consider it a perk. What's next? Cause I might be a needy motherfucker, but I am a considerate needy motherfucker. Come. I have cookies, biscuits, crisps, cake, and marshmallows. For the cozy autumnal hot chocolates. First things first. Hello. I'm going to lay on you now. But you're the only person I like to lay on. You should feel honored and chosen. But it's more special because I don't like humanity. I'm a cat in skin. Yeah, but I'm a cat in human skin. Shush your face with words. My nose is wet and cold. Doesn't that mean I'm healthy? I'm like a golden retriever. I have such a shiny coat. Speaking of which, I missed you. Tell anyone and I'll literally do nothing to you because I really like you. It's not my fault you're kryptonite. When you're cute and kind and you treat me really well, you bastard. You know the term suffering from success? That's you? You're welcome. You're my hideaway. You know, my place to go when there's nowhere else I want to be. Oh, I literally don't even care. Mock me. A day. I had another fight with my mom. Same old, same old. He's your dad. You should give him a chance. No thanks. Nah, it's fine. She wants to forgive a scumbag that cheated on her. That's her choice. I'm not getting involved. I'm sure it is Gray, but I don't like him. He's not kind. And also, how basic do you have to be to cheat on your wife? I know people make mistakes, but that wasn't a mistake. That was a pattern of behavior, and it's like... Really? You couldn't have just baked bread, watched hentai, done literally anything else with your life, no? You decided to sleep with somebody who isn't your wife and is also 20 years younger than you, What originality, Dad. Yeah. Anyway. I don't want to bore you with family boringness. It's a little bit boring. Especially when we could be doing this instead. Feelings. I just don't always want to because it's boring. And by boring, I mean very uncomfortable. Why be uncomfortable when you can be the opposite of uncomfortable and kiss? Listen, I know you're just trying to be helpful. But I really don't want to talk about my dad. Because he's thoughtless and selfish, and he would just relish me talking about him right now. And I would much rather talk about you. Because you're kind and sweet, and you smell really, really nice. What soap do you use? Well, I might have to steal it. Or you, I'll see which one's easier to carry. Why don't we test it out? Come here. No. I am crabbing. I am jetpacking. I am having you all to myself. Please process and deal with that. Probably will talk about it with you later, just not now. Because I don't have the energy to go, how could he do that? Well, I know how. He's selfish. And he thought more about having an orgasm than my mom's feelings. We live in a society. Although, I do want to ask you a favor. Don't ever cheat on me, because I'll be so annoyed. If you could just try not to. Thanks. I love it when we don't cheat on each other. Tell me about your day. Was it good? Well, we'll take all right. Why not fussy? We might be smushy though. You know, smushy. Like this. Hang on. Hello? Hi, Mom, you all right? Oh. Yeah, well, I don't really want to talk to him, so... You know where I am. Let me give you a clue. I'm with someone who's actually nice. Mom, if you want to take him back, that's your call, but I just don't want to speak to a loser. Yeah, well, if you really can, Mom, we really should have kept his penis under control. I'm sorry, and I love you, but I'm going, bye. Bye. Family boringness and shit. Fucking fuck. He's such a dick. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not your fault. This is what he does, he makes everything about him. No wonder why I can't stand him. Sorry to be sappy, but if you ever don't like me anymore, can you just tell me? Because I can't do what Mom's doing. Just swallowing it, taking it, saying it's okay. It's not okay, is it? It's okay to lie to somebody and betray them and say, oh, I'm so sorry, my dick just... It's like, no, you made a choice that your wants were more important than... anything. And we've ended up talking about it. I hate shitty parents. My mom's not shitty though, she's just too nice because she's been brought up in a generation where women are just supposed to forgive everything. I feel so lucky that they were chosen. We were chosen. Oh, he asked me. Ugh. It's like, yeah, but is he kind? Oh. Is he nice though? Does he treat you nice though? Oh, no, but he asked so, you know. And I know I'm ranting, I know, but I don't think you should have to swallow disrespect. I think you should spit it back at them. I'm grumpy. Well, you've got very, very, very questionable taste. I'm starting to think you might be a secret sicko. I can live with a secret sicko. Is it okay if I stay here tonight and ignore my dad? Thank you. Now, my big question. Salt and vinegar or cheese and onion? Only the best for you. Can we please watch Harry Potter for the millionth time? Can I do it? Yeah, but please, can I do it? Yeah, but pretty, please, can I do it? You're a wizard, Harry. I'm a what? Oh.